This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan on a Cowboys Victory Monday. And right now, we brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, as I imagine everyone in the organization is doing. I got to know, 3 weeks ago, the question was asked about panicking, and you said, we will not panic, do not panic. That being said, could you have envisioned a path to 3-1? Because I admit I did not.
It was certainly going to be a challenge. I mean, obviously, the fact we didn't play well in that Tampa game compounded with the loss of Dak, and at that point, we thought we might lose him 8 to 10 weeks. We knew it was a challenge. At the same time, we knew we had a great group of guys, and Cooper had stepped in before and gone and had success up in Minnesota on the road. And so we certainly, if we could go out there and play complimentary football, count on our, lean on our defense a little bit, and then, have the offense protect the ball, run the ball, and getting some rhythm and make some plays, we'd give ourselves some chances. So here we sit at 3-1, and obviously all eyes and all focus now is on the world champion Rams, and certainly going into their stadium, they're going to be formidable. One of the best football players in football, if not the best, and Aaron Donald, and certainly somebody we're all proud of here from Highland Park, Matthew Stafford. What a great career he's had. Certainly well deserved. Super Bowl championship last year, and changed the look of the Rams there. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, but one that we're up to.
Stephen, McCarthy said that this team would probably like to be more wide open like they were last year, more explosive, but they're playing the kind of football that they have to play at this moment. Is that kind of a good assessment, that there is a different brand of offense that this team can play with Dak?
Yeah, I think there is, and I don't know, at the end of the day, we'll continue to see what fits us best. I mean, obviously, this defense is playing at a high level, and, I think it's first time in many, many years that we've held the first four opponents to under 20 points, and, the complimentary football is paying off for us, and it's a style that, Dak's shown he can play before. The great news with Dak is he can also, as we've seen before, go out there and, throw for 300, 400 yards and have success as well. And certainly yesterday, I think we saw we're starting to get some playmakers back, with CeeDee really coming on now, but Gallup in that mix. And then, of course, what a year Noah Brown's having. I mean, he's really stepped up for us when we needed him, did it again yesterday. And, nice to have Schultz back out there. Obviously he was playing through some things. Hats off to him for that. But, I think we showed yesterday that this thing, should get better as we move forward here and, feel good about what we can do.
If you want to impress everyone around the star with your knowledge of Cowboys trivia, 1973 is the last time y'all made it this far without giving up 20 points thus far.
Well, that's a good I knew it was in that 50-year range. So what a feat. Hats off to that defensive group of men who are, their play style, something. Obviously, Dan Quinn has been huge for us. A great choice by Coach McCarthy to bring Dan in. And, certainly our guys are, playing hard. And, we can get them in some difficult situations. It's proven to really work out for us. I know, we want these turnovers to come at the end of the day, and I think they will if we continue to get this type of pressure. See, that we're getting with our defensive front.
Steven, tell me about the improvement of CeeDee Lamb. I know everybody had a tough first week of the season, but you know, working with Cooper Rush, he seems to be making a major impact and really creating great separation.
Well, obviously a role, you know, that he's going to embrace. He's a competitor when we picked him. Certainly, that's why we stepped up. And, you know, at a time when maybe people with having Gallup and Cooper, we didn't necessarily need a receiver. He was the best player on our board. Felt like he was a number one type receiver. And, you know, as we move forward, you know, feel like he's only going to get better and even more productive as we go. I mean, he's dynamic. He's dynamic with the ball in his hand and certainly brings a lot of energy to the table. So it's great to see him having success out there. Certainly it helps, you know, when you get a guy like Michael Gallup back and you have Noah Brown playing at the level he's playing at. You know, it's very positive in terms of what our offense can do as we move forward.
You mentioned Dalton Schultz going through some things. Was he out there yesterday still not quite at 100%, and how is he looking going forward?
Well, I always say there's very few players if once you get about three, four, five games into the season that are 100%. I mean, the game's physical. Everybody's got different things. His is well documented there with his knee. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there helping his team. You know, we've had players, you know, that's just what they do. And, you know, they're unbelievably tough and what they're willing to go through to help their teammates and their brothers out. And, you know, I'm just impressed with what Dalton did yesterday. And I know, you know, certainly we're not going to put him out there if he's in harm's way. But I think he'll do nothing but, you know, get better as we move forward. And he's certainly a guy that we count on to move the chains.
DeMarcus Lawrence had 7 pressures against the Giants and then 9 pressures against Washington.
Mm.
And, Steven, it looks like we're seeing the best version of DeMarcus or Tank that we've seen in quite some time, maybe his entire career at this point, even though the sacks aren't just racking up all the time. You got 3 against New York.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But the pressure is there. Talk a little bit about, like, what he's gone through to get to where he is right now again.
Well, he's in that same breath of the guys I'm talking about, guys that go out there in spite of not always being 100%. Zeke Elliott comes to mind, you know, in terms of guys who in the past have played through things just to be there and compete and for their teammates. And certainly D-Law falls into that category. You know, he's just a warrior. And certainly I think having all the complimentary pieces around him, he's benefiting from having a Micah, having a Fowler, having a Dorrance Armstrong, having Osa, all those guys, Gallimore, Tristan, they're all coming. And I think that just helps in terms of any one team being able to focus on any one guy. And certainly now Micah's drawing quite a bit of attention. But, you know, hats off to DeMarcus Lawrence and everything that he stands for. You know, he's just been one of those guys that shows up. He's available when maybe a lot of others wouldn't be in his situation. And just have nothing but respect for him.
Donovan Wilson and Dante Fowler are two other players that I feel like Wilson is starting to get more attention, but what have you thought about the contributions of those two guys, one you brought in and one who's clearly been with the organization?
Well, Dono is one of those guys who's so explosive, you know, so physical with everything that he's about. And, you know, he's another one, you know, that, you know, let him play 4 or 5 games and he plays so physical that, you know, he's played through in the past, you know, some things when he wasn't 100%. But right now he's very healthy and, you know, you feel him all the time in terms of the plays that he's making out there. You know, a great impact tackler for us right there all the time with, you know, his explosiveness. And then Dante Fowler, you know, obviously a top-round pick, you know, a top-5 pick. And we've had success with that, like the Quins of the world. You know, bringing guys in who can help us out. And certainly Fowler's done that for us. You know, falls right in line with these other guys, the Dorrance Armstrongs. And as you mentioned, DeMarcus Lawrence and Sam Williams, you're starting to feel him out there in terms of, you know, his explosiveness, speed, and strength. And, you know, those edge rushers, they're, you know, doing a great job for us right now. And I think they'll continue all year and certainly one of the strong points. But, you know, I must say, if you go along the line there, whether it's the front 7, obviously bringing Barr in has been a big impact and allowed Micah to, you know, to play that end more. I think our safeties are playing at a high level. And then the corners, as we saw yesterday between AB and Diggs, and then you have a Bland step up when, you know, Jordan Lewis got hurt right before in the warm-ups. He steps up with a big pick. So, you know, guys are doing a great job out there all the way around.
There were a lot of questions, Stephen, last year whenever you got the Michael Gallup contract and that went through and everything, and then obviously moving on from Amari and where that receiver group was going to look, what it was going to look like and everything. But Gallup comes back and puts two great plays out on the table, man, with the touchdown, and that third and eight was huge. You've been a very patient man waiting for that guy to get back on the field and do this, and I think the patience has paid off there.
Well, we know what Michael brings to the table, and certainly made a conscientious decision to go with him coming off an injury. But I was talking to Mike McCarthy last night, and he is a textbook vertical player, and he made two big plays. But what you don't see, which he's really good at, is drawing the penalty,
pass interference,
if you will.
Yeah.
pass interference. I mean, he knows how to go get the ball, go back into the defender and get it, and draw that flag, which is a you know, that's a talent. That's a skill set that a lot of players don't have. And, you know, if you throw that ball in his area, he's either going to come down with it or probably draw a PI penalty, which he did yesterday. And I think that's all because of the way his technique is in playing the long ball.
So multiple layers to this question. Jordan Lewis, what's his status? And then Deron Bland was able to jump ahead of your second and third round picks. What has he been able to do to get that playing time?
Well, he's played that slot position all through camp. And, you know, our other picks, both Kelvin Joseph, by the way, made a huge impact on special teams yesterday. But also, you know, Nashawn, they're outside corners. And Bland spent a lot of his time at camp backing up Jordan in the nickel. And that's what we needed. Had it been an outside corner, we probably would have been going with Kelvin and then Nashawn. So everybody has their skill sets out there. Everybody will get their opportunities, and but Bland certainly stepped up in a big, big way in that slot position for Jordan Lewis. Now Jordan, you know, we were conservative with him. He felt that in warmups and never really could get going, and we didn't want to risk putting him out there and you know, hurting it worse. And when you got a healthy Bland sitting behind him, some of the healthy corners that we have, having them at 100% can be better at a real limited, you know, one of our starters. So it's great to have this depth. As I mentioned, when you start to go down the defensive board, we just, you know, we're fortunate to have that depth pretty much at all positions. So certainly I think Iz has stepped up and done a great job there backing up Kearse. You know, guys just keep next man up mentality and doing a great job doing it.
Will that same line of logic prevail at the quarterback spot where we feel like Cooper Rush is as close to healthy as possible, like you said, at this point in the season, and Dak has been working his way back? Like, how do you determine he's good to go? Is there a percentage? Do you ever have to tell Dak, we know you're tough and everything, but you need to wait one more week? Like, how does all of that play out?
I think the biggest thing of all is Dak. I mean, Dak feeling like he can throw the ball 100 you know, at 100%. I mean, that's going to come down to being able to grip the ball, that thumb being able to, you know, for him to grip the ball, how he likes to grip it, to have the accuracy, to have the strength that he needs to make the throws that he needs to make, you know, in a game to have success. And that'll all be dependent on how he feels. And certainly, you know, that'll be the number one thing that we pay attention to here. Obviously, we won't put him out there if the bone weren't healed or there was a situation there. That is up to what the x-ray looks like, which we'll be looking at that this week as well. But certainly this is going to boil down, one, to how Dak feels when he grips it, and then, two, being able to go out and practice and show us that he can spin it the way we all know he can spin it, you know, throughout training camp. As I was on record as saying, I think he had the best camp that he's ever had, and just want to see him go out there and throw the ball around. You know, before we put him in the game like that, at that point, you'll feel good that, you know, he's ready to go.
Not to say whatsoever that you would be reckless if there was a losing streak, but did the wins help make that decision easier? Like when you can go, hey, I know you think you're ready and you look like you're almost ready, but we've been winning, so you can wait one more week. Does that factor in at all?
I don't think so. You know, at the end of the day, this is all about when he thinks he can go. And when he thinks that he can throw the football at a level that we need him to throw it at to have success and win football games. And certainly, you know, you feel better about it, when he's not sure. ready yet, that we've been able to have these wins. You don't want to be naive like that. I mean, you're certainly Cooper Rush and this team have all stepped up. All his teammates have stepped up and done their part to win three football games. And I'm sure it helps everybody. It helps Dak not push, not push is a the wrong word for Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. but not, do something that he knows he may not be quite ready yet to go. I mean, Michael Gallup made a conscious decision that he needed one more week. And I think it was a great decision. I mean, he wants to compete and get after it. And he needed to feel like he was 100% to go make the plays that he made yesterday. I think that's one of the great things about our staff, Britt Brown and Jim Maurer. We got two of the best in the business that really work through it with these guys on when the optimal time is for them to return.
Well, we appreciate having you on every Monday. And as you can probably guess, we're all super excited around the Metroplex right now. So thank you very much, good sir.
All right, guys. Great being on. Let's have a big week.
There you go. Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.